find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American-led United Nations Command says it started talks with North Korea about a soldier from Wisconsin who ran across the demilitarized zone last week. Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh says all levels of government are reaching out to Pyongyang.
All I can tell you is that we know that the DPRK has Private King in custody. In terms of his whereabouts, in terms of his health, I'm just not sure. We can't speak to that right now.
Singh was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee yesterday. Private Travis King is from Racine. He was supposed to board a plane bound for Fort Bliss, Texas last week. Wisconsin colleges and universities are attracting education students, but the state is struggling to retain graduates in the teaching field. Stuart J. Waddles with more.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found in 2021, the state had close to 5,400 graduates earning teaching degrees. However, only around 3,600 of those graduates chose to become teachers in Wisconsin. According to Pew Research, only 16 to 18% of Wisconsin teachers are under the age of 30. Education programs around the state are working to address these problems. In 2020, UW-Madison launched the Teacher Pledge. The pledge offers to pay costs such as in-state tuition and licensing fees for education students if they commit to teach in Wisconsin for 3 to 4 years after graduation. The UW School of Education is hoping the state program can serve as a model for other schools and the state. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
There's help available for farmers struggling because of the drought. Farmers in 27 counties across southern Wisconsin are eligible for disaster aid. The region saw 8 or more straight weeks of drought conditions during the growing season. Farmers who can qualify get emergency credit and loans. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is taking applications until March 18th. Real estate is a seller's market right now. As Terry Bell reports, there's a bill in the works in Congress to level the playing field for buyers.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's working on a bill to crack down on tax breaks for big real estate investors. Baldwin says out-of-state operators are buying up many single-family homes, crowding many working families out of the market. The National Realtors Association says about 13% of homes bought 2 years ago nationwide were bought by large institutional buyers. Right now, when large investors or private equity firms buy several properties, they can deduct part of that on their federal taxes. Baldwin's bill would cap such deductions at 50 properties. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Federal grant money is on its way to preserve outdoor areas throughout Wisconsin. The state is set to receive just shy of $5 million through the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A teenage boy is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase on Eau Claire's north side yesterday afternoon. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office said they tried to stop a vehicle for signs of drunk driving as it was swerving between lanes on the north crossing. The driver of the vehicle sped away, getting up to speeds of 100 miles per hour before crashing in a roundabout, rolling the vehicle over. The only person hurt in the crash was a 17-year-old driver who was being referred for charges of OWI, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers fall to the Braves. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a one-run lead, but lost to the Braves 4-2. Milwaukee reliever Elvis Peguero giving up a three-run homer in the eighth. Earlier that inning, a collision in shallow right field between the Brewers' second baseman Bryce Terang and newcomer Sal Frelich.
Back is Terang coming in. Frelich, look out! Collision! Who's got it? Terang has the ball. Both on the ground, these two rookies. It's an out. The inning is over, and let's just hope they're all right.
Brian Anderson, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. After the game, we spoke to Bryce Terang.
We're just going hard after the ball, trying to get an out, and I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad I'm okay, and just, yeah, make the play.
After being called up for the minors Friday night, right fielder Sal Frelich had the best debut in team history since Sixto Lescano in 1974. In a thrilling 4-3 win over the Braves Saturday night, I asked Frelich if he took a moment to look around knowing he'd finally arrived.
I think it kind of first settled in, I think. Top top of the ninth there when I went back out and kind of heard my name getting chanted and Acuna. It was just like the whole entire experience right there. I was like, I couldn't even believe I was in the same field. And
so the Braves, with the best record in baseball, win the series, the first series loss for the Brewers since June. Braves manager Brian Snitker.
It's always tough here. They do a great job in this organization in identifying players, and usually it's going to be fun games because they're going to be close.
Craig Counsell, after playing three close games against the Braves.
You know, that team's going to play in October. We want to earn the right to play them again.
The Brewers now with just a half game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. They open a three-game series tonight against Cincinnati. First pitch at 7:10. In golf, despite the rain and the wind Sunday, American Brian Harman won the British Open, shooting 13 under par, six shots ahead of the pace.
It was Harmageddon. It was bad.
It was Harman's second win on the tour and his first major.
I haven't historically done very good in the rain. It's just always bugged me. So I was really proud of the way that I struck the ball in the rain today.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Welcome into the Stu Daniels Show. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. Hope you had a great weekend. A lot of different things going on over the weekend. Maybe you saw one of those new movies, Barbie and or Oppenheimer. That's what everybody's talking about in the entertainment world these days. It is a Monday morning. Hope that doesn't make any difference as far as how you're feeling about having an optimistic day. Hey, it's the 24th of July, and outside today, there's going to be different weather depending on where you are. For instance, La Crosse, mostly sunny with highs in the low 90s. In Eau Claire, sunny and hazy from those Canadian wildfires, highs in the upper 80s. If you're way up north in the Hayward area, partly sunny, hazy, and even a slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-80s. And down around Richland Center, sunny, hazy from the wildfires, highs around 90 degrees. And in sports, the Brewers lost to the Braves yesterday 4-2. They are just a half game ahead of the Reds now. And the Reds have won five games in a row. And the Brewers and the Reds are set to start another big series in that battle for first place in the Central Division. That is that game is tonight in Milwaukee. Hey, in the headlines, here's a look at the headlines. The Department of the Interior announced on Friday that Wisconsin will receive about $5 million from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. A plane from Texas bound for the EAA Air Venture Oshkosh crashed near Waupun on Saturday evening. The pilot suffered a shoulder injury and his co-pilot was uninjured. They were the only two people on the plane. Also, a new lawsuit challenges Wisconsin's drop box ban and absentee ballot rules. Also, a man under arrest shot himself in the back seat of a police car with a gun that the arresting officers missed. The man died from his injuries. That was Pleasant Prairie police that reported that. And they were taking the man to the Kenosha County Jail. And let's check in with Aaron and see what he has to say. My producer, Aaron, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Had a nice weekend. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Also, I had a very nice weekend. Tell me now, the word on the street, what everybody's talking about, is the fact that you went and saw the Barbie movie. Is that right?
I don't know if everyone's talking about it, but I did go see the Barbie movie.
Oh, man, I tell you, I went to the coffee shop this morning, and that's all anybody was talking about, the fact that you went to... No, I'm just kidding. Hey, so tell us about it. What did you think?
I thought it was really good. It was very funny. It also is a very strongly feminist movie, which some of the people who are boycotting it, yeah, they're not going to like it. But I
that's
think
that's why they hate it, right?
Yeah, it's very like satirical in that way, just exaggerating all of the ways that men tend to be insufferable in our society.
Yeah, are there some good examples of mansplaining in the movie?
Oh, definitely. There's a there's a whole sequence later on where all the Kens just start mansplaining everything. And it's very funny. And you're like, oh, yeah, one of my friends does that, or says that same thing or whatever. And at the beginning of the movie, it sets it off with a really, really good tone for the rest where it says, every day is an amazing day for Barbie. She says hi to all her friends who are all like astronauts, physicists, the president, all these other people. But for Ken, it's only a good day if Barbie looks at him.
Yes, that sounds like it would be entertaining. That's for sure. Poor Ken on the losing side of that. And that's that sounds like an interesting movie. And I'm sure that's why the conservative folks hate it so much, because women are in charge of that world. And that's not something that they appreciate always. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, I think that's definitely what it is, especially because it makes fun of the like patriarchal system that we have.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when someone's talking about racism and they say white people at large are responsible for such and such event. And they're like, but I'm white and I didn't do this. And they get defensive. It seems like that.
Only for men instead of just white people in this instance.
Yes.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. I think I'm going to go see it. I'm going to put it on my list. I haven't had a movie recently where I said, I got to go see this flick, but I think I'm going to go enjoy it. Just kind of check out a reality for a couple of hours and live in the Barbie world where the girls are in charge, man. That sounds like a fun place to be. And I understand there's a lot of pink in the movie. Is that right?
Oh, yes, very much so. And I felt like a fool. I was out of place. Everybody there was wearing pink. And I was one of probably like five people who weren't.
Wow. Well, thanks for the heads up on that. I don't even know if I have anything pink, but maybe I'll be able to find something before I go to the movie. And I don't want to stick out like you did. That's
learn
funny.
From
All
my
right.
example.
Yeah, I'm going to learn from your example. Hey, let's check out some of these headlines. Now, the one thing I wanted to get to first, which I mentioned in the headlines, is the fact that a new lawsuit is challenging Wisconsin's Dropbox ban and absentee ballot rules. You know, there are many politicians who want to make it more difficult for people to vote. What's the advantage of that? Why does that help anything? Well, as we've seen statistically and historically, when fewer people vote, it tends to mean that more Republicans win. And when more people vote, historically, it tends to show that the Democrats will more likely win. So it seems like Republicans have a reason to try to get to stop people from voting. And it seems like that's what they are trying to do. This headline from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says a new lawsuit challenges the Dropbox ban and absentee ballot rules in Wisconsin. This lawsuit was filed on Thursday by the Elias Law Group on behalf of two liberal-leaning organizations and a Dane County man. And it says here that a national Democratic law firm focused on election issues, and they are challenging new restrictions on absentee voting in Wisconsin just 2 weeks before the state Supreme Court flips to liberal control. That lawsuit was filed on Thursday by the Elias Law Group on behalf of two liberal-leaning organizations and a Dane County man, and it will likely determine whether high-profile voting decisions from the current ideological makeup of the state Supreme Court ruling will be overturned before next year's presidential election. So in July of 2022, the state Supreme Court, in a 4-3 ruling, banned voters from using drop boxes to return absentee ballots. And then in September, a Waukesha County judge banned election clerks from filing, or I should say from filling in, missing address information on absentee ballots. And the lawsuit filed Thursday seeks to undo both of those rules, and it also challenges the election day deadline to correct errors on absentee ballots. Under the current state law, ballots must be corrected by 8 p.m. on the day of an election, or the votes will not be counted. And here's a quote from the complaint in the lawsuit. It says, absentee voting has long been an important part of Wisconsin elections. As far back as the Civil War, Wisconsinites have been able to exercise the right to vote by casting an absentee ballot. Indeed, Wisconsin was one of the few states to uphold absentee voting for Union soldiers fighting in that war, in the Civil War. You know, we're talking about the 1860s. Also, the complaint goes on and says, despite the long pedigrees of both absentee voting and constitutionally protected voting rights in Wisconsin, the legislature has improperly erected multiple barriers to absentee voting that make it unnecessarily difficult for many Wisconsin electors to cast ballots, and that disenfranchise many qualified voters based on mere technical violations of unnecessary rules, end quote. The lawsuit was filed against the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which issues guidance to election clerks, on behalf of Priorities USA, Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans, and William Franks Jr. of Wanakee. The lawsuit comes 12 days before liberal Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz is set to take a seat on the state Supreme Court, flipping control of the court from conservatives. While not assured, the new ideological control of the court gives liberals a chance at reversing recent ballot-related decisions conservatives pursued ahead of the last major elections in Wisconsin. 17 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock, going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll, bus, roll, take me up. Midnight coming on a Monday night. I'm gonna go again because I don't feel right. Quick pack, knapsack, quick snack, quick train, 42nd Street, Greyhound again. Roll, bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll, bus, roll, take me up. Old bodegas and old street lights. Harlem looks so warm tonight. All those cheap desserts, memory hurts, I could die. I gotta take two Tylenols and close my eyes. Roll, bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll, bus, roll, take me up.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, it is going to be sunny and hot and humid all week long. Today, partly cloudy, 88 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64. Sunny, warm, and humid, 92 tomorrow by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Shall it be in the end? 22 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock right now. Bob Marley for you on a Monday morning. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. And just before the break, we were discussing this new lawsuit filed to protect Wisconsin voters after the Supreme Court ruled that these new laws are okay. This lawsuit says, no, these laws are not okay. And since we have a Supreme Court that will be switching majorities in about 12 days or even less now, I guess 9 or 10 days, then there is a chance that we could get these laws reversed so that more people will have access to the polls, which is a good thing, right? There's a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here with a headline that says Wisconsin drop box ban and absentee ballot rules are being challenged with a lawsuit ahead of the Supreme Court flipping liberal next week. And I left off in this story here where it says perhaps the most high profile decision targeted is a ruling that said absentee ballots could no longer be returned via drop box. And that's something that we've had access to in the past, but now they want to take it away from the voters. This long-standing practice was challenged after the use of drop boxes proliferated during the coronavirus pandemic and was heavily criticized by former President Donald Trump, who alleged with no evidence that absentee voting was rife with fraud and led to his re-election loss in 2020. He says that's the reason he lost, because too many people were voting absentee, and who knows what could happen to those ballots. Well, it's always been a really safe way to vote and to gather votes and count votes. But now, evidently, conservatives think it's time to stop that practice. And here it says, writing for the majority, Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley said state law does not permit drop boxes anywhere other than election clerk offices, and only state lawmakers may make new policy stating otherwise, not the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which issued guidance to clerks allowing them. Here's a quote from Justice Bradley. WEC's staff may have been trying to make voting as easy as possible during the pandemic, but whatever their motivations, WEC must follow Wisconsin statutes. Good intentions never override the law, Bradley wrote. This lawsuit argues that drop boxes are critical for voters, including the Alliance's members and constituents who are unable to vote in person because of disability, scheduling conflicts, lack of transportation, or other hardship, end quote. So what do you think about that? Do you agree that we should make voting easy, easier, as easy as possible for voters? Or do you think it should be much more restrictive so that we get rid of the absentee ballots and also of the drop boxes? You have an opinion on that? If so, feel free to call. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And right now, we've got 67 degrees in La Crosse. It's 65 degrees in Hayward. Going to take a break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Texas governor is daring to go to court over the Department of Justice order to remove a floating migrant barrier in the Rio Grande by this afternoon. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Governor Abbott tweeted, Texas has the sovereign authority to defend our border, adding the tragic humanitarian crisis on the border was created because of President Biden's refusal to secure it.
A record-setting heat wave still plagues the nation. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore.
Take Wednesday, for example, 242 million over 90 degrees. I mean, that's two-thirds of the nation. So that tells you where we're going with all this. Some may cool off from time to time.
The Barbie movie spins box office gold, and this fan gets it.
I'm really excited the direction that it's going as far as, like, the commentary it wants to make and just the production behind it. Like, Margot Robbie is just phenomenal.
Barbie sold $155 million worth of tickets. Combined with Oppenheimer's $80 million plus, it was the biggest weekend of the year at the movies. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us.
5.7 CFW and the TAP FM 93.5. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A teenage boy is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase on Eau Claire's north side yesterday afternoon. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office said they tried to stop a vehicle for signs of drunk driving as it was swerving between lanes on the north crossing. The driver of the vehicle sped away, getting up to speeds of 100 miles per hour before crashing at a roundabout, rolling the vehicle over. The only person hurt in the crash was a 17-year-old driver who was being referred for charges of OWI, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. It's
844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right now.
I'm choosing
between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens.
Oh,
Rolling Stones from an album that many people say was their greatest album, Exile on Main Street, going back over 50 years now. Man, that is hard to believe. The Stones for you on a Monday morning. And I got a story about the Stones here for you in just a second. Let me tell you first that it's 66 degrees in Eau Claire and 62 degrees in Richland Center right now. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show on Civic Media right now. And the Rolling Stones are the subject of another new book. And of course, they've been the subject of plenty of books over the past 50 years or so. But this one takes a little bit of a different look at the Rolling Stones and their success and their careers. So what's different about this book? Well, it talks about how women affected and influenced the Rolling Stones over their careers. And I'm looking at a story in Rolling Stone, or I should say these days from Rolling Stone, from rollingstone.com. And there is a new book by Elizabeth Winder. It talks about how different women influenced and affected the Stones. The headline here says how Anita Pallenberg transformed the Rolling Stones from schoolboys to stars in an excerpt from Parachute Women, Marianne Faithfull, Marsha Hunt, Bianca Jagger, Anita Pallenberg, and the women behind the Rolling Stones. Elizabeth Winder dives into Pallenberg's massive influence on the band. This was just posted today. And it says here, the Rolling Stones have existed for six decades, yet the women who influenced the members and their music have been largely overlooked and underappreciated. And that's interesting because we were talking about the Barbie movie earlier. And of course, that's the story with many women over the decades, overlooked, largely overlooked and underappreciated. The story goes on and says, but with her new book, Parachute Women, Marianne Faithfull, Marsha Hunt, Bianca Jagger, Anita Pallenberg, and the women behind the Rolling Stones, Elizabeth Winder is attempting to change that. In an excerpt, Winder details the moment Anita Pallenberg's path crossed with the band and how she transformed them from schoolboys to stars. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of this. It says, and this is an excerpt from this book called Parachute Women. September 14th of 1965, Munich. You could tell she was different from the other Stones groupies in her beige fur jacket, skin-tight sweater, and Ossie Clark mini, evidently mini skirt. She looked nothing like Carnaby Street's trendy dolly birds with their knee socks and baby doll dresses, their saucer stares of white liner, gobs of mascara, and strips of Glorine. Everything about her suggested experience, from her hard-to-place accent to the gladiator sandals she'd had handmade in Rome. She was overtly sensual, sexual even, but exuded an almost masculine energy. Even Mick was intimidated by this German-Italian actress who pounced backstage with the stealth of a cat. Was she just another fangirl or Jack the Ripper in disguise? She hovered in the door of the dressing room, her gaze sharp, her smile cocky, revealing flashes of fang-like teeth. She dug around her pockets for a vial of amyl nitrate. Want to smoke a joint? Mick and Keith eyed her suspiciously. They'd never done drugs before. The only coke they had was mixed with rum. She glanced at Brian. Yeah, let's smoke a joint, he said. Eyes filled with tears. Come back to the hotel. They returned to his room to smoke and talk for hours, and he spent the night weeping in her arms. Anita followed the Stones to Berlin the next day. Tours were strictly girlfriend-free zones, and here Brian was flaunting his bewitching new lover. He was breaking all his rules, and he'd only known her for a day. Compared to Anita, the Stones were grubby adolescents, awkward and hopelessly naive. London wasn't quite swinging yet, and British rock was barely emerging from its gawky teen phase, Anita was cosmopolitan beyond anyone's imagination, and catnip to young rockers who craved the aura of experience. It was clear she'd lived many lives, skipping school with the street kids and artists in Rome, grave digging, beach drinking, boyfriends with Vespas, Cafe Rosati with Federico Fellini, all that Dolce Vita stuff. She'd lived in Warhol's Manhattan as a factory girl. She danced on tables at Regine's in diaphanous gowns. Whatever you'd experienced, she'd already done it 1,000 times. Mick stared at her with lustful awe. Keith admired her from a distance. The first time I saw Anita, my obvious reaction was, what the... There's an expletive. What the heck is a chick like that doing with Brian? Just a little bit more here. It says, it wasn't that they were intimidated by her model status. Mick and Keith were both dating models, English ingenue types with no runs in their stockings and long-lashed, doe-eyed stares. But Anita was a different breed entirely. She'd been one of Catherine Harlay's models in Paris, a champagne-popping modeling agent known for rebellious it girls with rock and roll connections. Half 18th century salon, half Warholian factory, Harlay's agency in Place des Vosges didn't churn out your typical mid-century models. Those girls included Snow Queen of Texas, Deborah Dixon, hippie icon Talitha Getty, Dolly muse Amanda Lear, and Teutonic rock goddess Nico. Anyway, I'll keep going on this. It says, they stormed down Rue de Terrenne like granny-booted gladiators with men like Bob Dylan, Jim Morrison, and Brian Jones trailing helplessly in their wake. Elizabeth Winder is the author. Parachute Women is the title of the book about the Rolling Stones. And the subtitle says, Marianne Faithfull, Marcia Hunt, Bianca Jagger, Anita Pallenberg, and the women behind the Rolling Stones. Sounds like a good read, especially a summertime read while you're hanging out at the beach, right? Reading about the Rolling Stones and the women who influenced them. Obviously having a big influence. And before we get to the next break, I just want to mention this story from USA Today. You know, here in Wisconsin, we have our Supreme Court, our state Supreme Court, flipping next week to more liberal control. But there has been a concerted effort by Republicans to change the Supreme Courts, the state Supreme Courts. This story from USA Today says how Republicans flipped America's state Supreme Courts. The subheadline says state Supreme Courts were once dominated by Democrats. A concerted effort by right-wing groups has changed that, with massive implications for abortion, LGBTQ plus rights, and elections. The story is from Aaron Mendelson of the Center for Public Integrity and was just posted today. The story was published in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity, a newsroom that investigates inequality in America. I'll give you just a little bit of this before we have to take a break. It says in 2018, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled that the state constitution included a right to abortion, finding that nothing could be more fundamental to the notion of liberty. Just 4 years later, the court reversed itself. Iowa's constitution does not, the justices decided, guarantee a right to abortion. After all, that 2018 ruling, it had a, quote, one-sided quality to it, the new majority found. Iowans could no longer rely on a constitutional protection that existed just hours before. The day the ruling was issued, staff at a Planned Parenthood clinic on Des Moines' south side, were preparing to perform surgical procedures, but their work ground to a halt. Staff had to inform patients already at the clinic that they couldn't operate as they scrambled to understand the decision. Quote, it's devastating. said Jordan Williams, the clinic manager, quote, "It's hard to tell patients that she said, it's hard to tell patients that it's hard to see their reaction. It's hard to go through that over and over and over again," end quote. Going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, it is going to be sunny and hot and humid all week long. Today, partly cloudy, 88 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64. Sunny, warm, and humid, 92 tomorrow. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Tell all the people that you see, follow me. Follow me. Tell all the people that you see, set them free. Follow me down. You tell them they don't have to run. We're gonna pick up everyone. Come on, take me by my hand. Gonna bury all our troubles in the sand. We'll be right back. let you see the wonder at your feet. Your life's complete. Follow me down. Can't you see me growing? Get your guns. The time has come to follow me down. Follow me across the sea where milky babies seem to be molded, flowing revelry with the one that set them free. Tell all the people that you see it's just me. Follow me down.
Yeah, follow me down. 8:52 right now on a Monday morning. Jim Morrison and the Doors. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 68 degrees in La Crosse right now. And just before the break, we were discussing how Republicans have flipped America's state Supreme Courts. Although, fortunately, we here in Wisconsin are going to be flipping it back pretty soon. But I have a story here from USA Today, originally published by the Center for Public Integrity. This was just posted this morning. And just before the break, we were discussing how in 2018, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled that the state constitution included a right to abortion, finding that nothing could be more fundamental to the notion of liberty. But then just 4 years later, the court reversed itself. And nothing changed as far as the state constitution. The only thing that changed in those 4 years between the rulings, the state constitution didn't change, but the justices on the bench changed. And this is something that we've seen at the federal level as well with the abortion ruling, Roe v. Wade. You know, nothing changed as far as our constitution before that ruling last year, but the justices changed. So now with these conservative justices on the federal Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, they decided to reverse that decision and say, no, women did not have a right to autonomy. But at the state Supreme Court level, at the state Supreme Court level, it's that's happening as well. It says here in this story in USA Today, the day the ruling was issued, staff, I went through that part, right? Here it says here, the state constitution hadn't changed in the 4 years between the state Supreme Court's two different rulings, but the justices on the bench had changed, and so had the role state politicians play in putting them there. 1 month after the ruling, Chuck Hurley, the chief counsel of influential Iowa conservative group called the Family Leader, took the stage before a sold-out convention crowd. That gathering, which was attended by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, also U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, and then Fox News host Tucker Carlson, was just over the Des Moines River from the Supreme Court. Hurley told the room that, quote, Iowa is on the verge of limiting the barbaric practice of abortion, end quote, after the court's decision. He added, Governor Reynolds and our legislators played a huge role in that win by changing the way we select judges in Iowa. Iowa is not alone. In less than a decade, Republican politicians in eight states have transformed their state Supreme Courts, altering the process by which justices reach the bench or the size of the court. The moves have pushed the courts to the right or solidified conservative control. The changes take different forms. North Carolina and Ohio made their judicial elections partisan contests. Arizona and Georgia expanded the number of justices. And Iowa, Idaho, Montana, and Utah granted Republican governors greater control over the process of picking Supreme Court justices. This paved the way for rulings in Iowa and North Carolina that overturned precedents and rulings from just a few years or months before. But while individual rulings have attracted public scrutiny, the changes to the courts have flown under the radar. That's despite the key role that state courts, which hear 95% of all cases in the United States, play in American democracy. Quote, it's hard to flip a whole state legislature. It's really expensive to win a governor's race, but it's not as hard, frankly, to turn over a state Supreme Court, said Michael Kang of Northwestern University. Other Republican-led states have taken notice. In 2023, 15 legislatures considered bills to increase partisan influence in judicial selection, according to a tally by the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law. The shifts on state Supreme Courts resonate far beyond the ornate chambers where justices confer and issue rulings. State constitutions often grant rights that aren't guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution. State Supreme Court justices have the final say on what those are. Civil rights, taxes, LGBTQ plus rights, labor law, policing, and more. All of it hangs on which justices take the bench. This year alone, five recently reconstituted state Supreme Courts have heard or are due to hear cases about abortion restrictions. So the laws may not change, but if the justices change, everything could change. 8:58, you're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States.